Alex Scarborough, welcome into the game in T-Town. I hope you're doing well.
I'm doing well. How are you, Ryan?
Good. Just trying to look at the selection committee results and try to make some determination. Your thoughts when it was released?
You know, I was a little, I don't know if impressed is the right word, because it's going to come off as SEC bias anywhere else. But I
think
it was
impressive. You're ESPN. You're automatically biased, right?
I have to be. I have to be. But I think I was impressed with the fact that it looks like the committee isn't projecting. They're looking at what teams have already done and basically saying these are the most deserving teams if everything was to end today. And I think that's the only way you can do it. I don't think you can say, well, you know, Auburn's got to play Ole Miss on Saturday. Ole Miss has got to play Mississippi State. There's no way they can all hang up there. Or look at it. Look at, you know, a team like Notre Dame's schedule. Of course they're going to win out. They're not playing all of those what-if games that the rest of us really enjoy doing. I was impressed with the fact that they just looked at the body of work at present and said that, okay, these are the teams that deserve to be in there. And I think, to me, you know, three SEC teams in the top four sounds like a lot, but when you look at the quality wins, and it's hard to argue it.
To me, that was a shock because I just thought that the SEC, even though they were deserving, I didn't think they would get it. And for three out of the four, I know it's just the initial poll, and there's many other polls, and the final ones are the ones that really matter. But three out of the four, it shocked me that this was the way that it developed, because could you imagine being on the West Coast or in the Midwest or in the Big 12 country? It's a meltdown city right now.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure. And, you know, it's the opposite of what we do in regular polling, whether it's the AP or coaches or whichever one you want to poll. You look at a team like Ole Miss in particular, you lose to a team in LSU that's way down in the rankings, and they plummet every week. And then you look at the first ranking, there's Ole Miss in the top four with one loss. Again, not projecting, not looking forward. And I think it's a little bit surprising, but like I said, when you look at the body of work, it's hard to keep those teams out. Now, I think in the end, a lot of that will sort itself out. You'll see the Michigan States of the world slowly rise up to the top. But I think some of those SEC teams are going to get knocked off, and I think that's going to be the cover for making a decision like this, putting so many in the top four and in the top 10 even, is that it's great to talk about right now, but in the weeks that follow, they're going to eventually drop. You just can't sustain having that many teams ranked that highly.
Mississippi State, let's talk about them for a couple of minutes. They're getting some recognition. Obviously, they're number one in the poll, but you would talk to the Bulldog Nation and the people that call our radio program say that they're not getting enough respect in the media, even though the polls are there. But you don't hear as much about Mississippi State. I mean, we hear a lot about Ole Miss. You hear a lot about Florida State, Ole Miss, Auburn. But Mississippi State fans would say that they're not getting the attention they deserve. You agree with that?
All due respect, that's nonsense. And I'm friends with the Mississippi State people, and that's just not true. I mean, every time I look on SportsCenter, you know, Dak Prescott was on there today. Dan Mullen on the Dan Patrick Show. You know, covers of Sports Illustrated, the cover of ESPN the magazine this coming week. It's not lost on anyone what's happening there. I think it was a slow build because of the schedule. It was a slow build in terms of hype and expectations and people talking about Mississippi State through their own doing, because they played teams like Southern Miss and UAB and South Alabama to start the year. Nobody knew what to expect of them. You know, I've been beating the drum and you know, trying to get people on the bandwagon for a while now. If I can pat myself on the back.
Have? I've got them recorded. I've got the conversations if you need proof.
But Mississippi State is getting every bit of respect they deserve. Dak Prescott is at the forefront of the Heisman Trophy conversation. They're number one in the polls. I don't know what more you want. I don't think ESPN's moving a satellite campus to Starkville anytime soon, but they're not moving one to Tuscaloosa either. So I just don't buy that argument. The way I look at it is this. You know, they're number one until they lose the game, and they're going to be talked about, and they're going to be analyzed, and they're going to be praised, and they're going to be have all those things that go along with it until they fall, and then the conversation changes. But In this SEC, we got to talk about everybody, but no, I don't think the Bulldogs.
Well, and maybe that's it, because there is so much love spread throughout the Southeastern Conference that any other year, maybe they would get all that attention, and now it's divided up of three or four different teams. What's a weakness for their football team, talking about the Dogs?
Oh, special teams and secondary. And those are the two things that I remember going there in the spring, and they couldn't find a kicker to make an extra point. So I don't know how much better they are in that area right now. I don't think they're very solid. If they get into a tight game, that could really be a problem. And then secondary issues, like I said. Every once in a while, they'll play well. They played really well against Texas A&M. But now we start to question how quality of a win that was. They've got that front seven is about as good as it gets in the league, but the back end of the defense, very susceptible.
Alan Scarborough right now from ESPN. He covers the Southeastern Conference, but focuses in on the Crimson Tide. We'll get his thoughts on Alabama in just a couple of seconds. Let me go to Auburn Ole Miss, because that's now part of the college football playoff conversation, because one team is probably going to fall out of the top four unless this is a nail-biter one-point game, which two losses is not going to stay there. But I'm just trying to paint the scenario that they could remain in that conversation. Ole Miss-Auburn, how do you see this game going down in Oxford?
I actually like Auburn in this game. I said this a couple weeks ago about Bo Wallace. You don't bury bad Bo, who's been there for 3 years, after a couple of good games. And I think we saw that against LSU, that he can fall victim to you know, having rabbit ears and hearing what the crowd is thinking. And I think we start to see him come back down to earth. And I think the injuries on defense, with Denzel Candice being out for the season, that's not going to kill him, but I think that's a big blow. I wonder about a team that hasn't fallen off, hasn't had to deal with adversity before in terms of being at the top and then being knocked down and losing a game. I think Auburn's been through that. I think they're a little bit more battle-hardened after what they went through last year. For some reason, my gut just tells me Ellis Johnson's going to have an answer for what they do on offense, and I think they win a very close game.
Alex, let's go back to the Crimson Tide for a couple of minutes. Big win in Knoxville. They let the foot off the gas, scored 27 early first quarter and a little bit of the second quarter points. Looking at their bye week here, go back and evaluate Alabama-Tennessee.
I think it was a very strong performance. I think you know, coaches are going to get caught up in what happened in the third and fourth quarter, but I think Alabama made a statement about going on the road. We talked about it all week leading into that game. You know, how do they take their offense on the road after what we saw at Ole Miss and at Arkansas? And they showed you right off the bat what they were going to do, and they silenced that crowd in a hurry, balanced offensively, big plays to Amari Cooper. I think that's overall a very strong performance, even on defense. I think it's a little concerning when Nick Saban says they didn't prepare for Josh Dobbs. I don't know where that came from, but I think the defense overall is in a good spot. The injuries, though, they're starting to mount, and I wrote about this today. The bye week couldn't come at a better time for them, considering everything. But if Cam is going to be out for a few weeks, which is what we expect, Cam Robinson, that's gonna be a little bit of an issue. That offensive line hasn't been terribly consistent this year. I like what I saw against Tennessee. I just wonder about the aftermath of it, because, like I said, a lot of people dinged up. You got 2 weeks to get better, but then you go to LSU, and we all know what kind of football game that can be, physically taxing. It's going to be interesting to see how they respond to having a couple weeks off to get a little bit healthier.
Is LSU the biggest challenge left on the schedule?
Just because it's
on the road and the circumstances around that game, evening game in Death Valley.
I definitely think you can make that argument. I wouldn't argue against that. I don't want to undersell.
Now you're discounting Mississippi State, Alex.
I know, that's what I'm saying. You can't discount Mississippi State, because I like what they are top to bottom. I like the physical nature of Dak Prescott against Alabama's defense, and we can't forget about Auburn. But both of those games are at home. This one on the road just feels like it's not a trap game, because it's not one you overlook, but man, that environment's going to be crazy. And LSU knows what Alabama's all about. I wonder how Blake Sims plays in that kind of environment, because they did shut up Neyland Stadium in about 5 minutes, it felt like. I think it's just going to be crazy. I don't know if I'm ready to say it's going to be the biggest test all year, but man, it's starting to look like it, because LSU, if you wanted them early, they're confident now, and they're a talented bunch. They're young, but when they play with that reckless abandon at home, they can be very dangerous.
And if you add it up with looking at Alabama's injuries, that could be a little bit of a problem for the Crimson Tide as they move forward, trying to find a way to get T.J. Yeldon healthy, Cam Robinson healthy. That's probably not going to be the case before that game. But some big problems for Alabama as they go forward. And if they make this, we'll all vote for Nick Saban Coach of the Year, right?
Oh, absolutely. I think he's already in that conversation right now. If he finds a way to get this young football team into a playoff, man, he'll earn every penny of that $7 million and the house being paid off.
Yeah, we'll buy another house, no doubt.